Hey there, this is the Tools for Life podcast with Coach Chris, certified health coach, and I'm going to do this segment on depression, basically for those individuals who may be going through depression and need some, for example, motivation, inspiration, a charge. So I'm going to be putting myself in the shoes and so let's begin. All right, come on, get up. It's morning time. Get your ass off of the bed. It's time to start your day. Get your legs moving, get the blood flowing. Cut the crap. You're not starting out your day like this. You gotta get your stuff and your shit together. Come on, get up, get out of the bed. Let's start with one of your favorite songs. Let's get you pumping and jumping. Let's go. Come on. Yeah. Now you're gonna take a nice cold shower. Oh, you're gonna take a shower. Refreshing yourself up, wash yourself up. Come on, let's do this. Let's go. Now if you're ballsy enough to go for that cold shower. It'll just fuel you. You just start just feeling more alive. All right, don't forget to brush your teeth. Brush your teeth in case you got your lover or in case you meet your new significant other. Or just so you have your nice clean breath so you can talk to a nice beautiful girl. Let's go. Good, good, yeah. All right, now let's change into a nice outfit. Something that makes you feel good. What's your favorite outfit? Let's go for it, come on. Now, go start out your day. Let's go. Put yourself some music you love, something that's pumping and jumping. Maybe you like the song, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Good. All right, now there's gonna be times in your day you're going to get these negative thoughts. These thoughts that are going to go against what you would want. For example, your first thought, your instinct. And then something's gonna make you hesitate. Something's gonna make you take a step back. Something's gonna refuse you to do that. It's gonna depress you. Well, I'm saying fuck that and express it. What is it that you've been trying to do that you've been holding back? What is it that you haven't done because you've been afraid? Forget that noise. Those are thoughts. That's fear, a figment of your imagination. False evidence appearing real. Get it out. Pump yourself. Get some positive internal talk. Talk about your best self, how handsome you are, this great new shirt you got on, these cool pants, these new sneakers. You're glad you had a nice good breakfast. Something, anything. You slept pretty well. Here's something you might say, some of your heart. I am doing this independently. I am doing this on my own terms. I am figuring it out. Failing to succeed. I'm not perfect, but I care about progress. I'm a work in progress. All right, I'm gonna stop here, you guys. I hope this was some good pump and fuel from depression to expression. And hoorah! All right, I'm gonna give another segment. I'm gonna pretend there's two people. One is depression, and then the other one is expression, which is you're lively, you're abundant, you're awakened, you're refreshed, you're alive, you're working self. Whereas depression can end up being another type of monster, including negativity, stress, anxiety, paranoia, fear, false evidence appearing real, etc. So there's probably depression being like, fuck you, why? What's the point of getting up in your day? Just lay down in bed, don't even bother moving, don't even try. Then expression comes in, you're like, fuck you, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna start my day, I'm gonna go change my clothes, I'm gonna wash up, put something good looking to wear, and I'm gonna go do what I was supposed to do, and I'm gonna enjoy my day. So this could be during breakfast time. Oh fuck, what is there to eat now? So that's when you improvise. So instead of entertaining yourself on negative stuff, like for example, looking at your fridge or not knowing what to make, just start with any little thing. Start small and then work your way up. Or just say, I'm gonna treat myself to a nice meal. I'm gonna go out and buy something. Hell, it can even be going to the supermarket to get snacks, because you have no idea how many times I just went to go and get bananas, and that fueled me, or some apples. That was some good stuff with the water. That was a nice, simple way to charge myself or yourself up. Some carbs. Maybe you need some protein. Maybe you need to boil just some eggs. Start with some boiled eggs. Getting some of that protein in there. Keep you more satiated. Your muscles ready. I'm not good enough. That depression may be telling you. Or why bother asking? Expression is going to come in and say, no, fuck that. You're worthy. You're the shit. You've got all these great qualities about yourself. For example, I'm going to put in my perspective. I'm open-minded. I'm considerate. I know how to listen. I'm empathetic. Sometimes I'm pretty fucking witty and clever with some things. Pop culture. I have a big personality. Sometimes people bore me because they aren't aware of things as I am in terms of my interests. So that's why I can have fun on my own. Those are qualities, just an example for myself. So that's when you gotta pump yourself up. Talk about all the good things about yourself. Do it. You're gonna start feeling a momentum going, and that momentum depends on, are you feeding that bad wolf, that negativity, or are you feeding that positive wolf, the good wolf, the one that leads you, the one that makes you succeed, that makes you conquer, that makes you abundant, open-minded, sharp, saying things they want to do and do it, like an unstoppable force. Sometimes it's starting small and then working your way up with it. Not trying to put yourself on a pedestal or try something too difficult. It's also important to challenge yourself. Instead of putting yourself in a constant mood, challenge yourself and doing something different. Maybe outside of your box. I'm doing this episode right now while I ended up making conversation with this girl in the supermarket. So that was like a cold approach or just a random approach. Well, as I'm on my way getting some supplies. So she might show up, she might not show up. However, I am prepared. And maybe if she doesn't show up, I'll end up going to the new club that I joined or to go towards a cliff. I'm keeping my options open. However, I'm going with my first choice because I do and wouldn't mind some chocolate love since she's a dark-skinned woman. So these are some ways that I'm amping myself up. Go after what you want to do. So be cool, be collected, be calm. Be creative, be charismatic. You can do it, man. You got flavor in you. And that go show me your sauce.